From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The NATO-Russia Council meets. Officials from 28 NATO countries attended the meeting in Brussels along with a Russian delegation. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters after the meeting that the talks were, in his words, frank, serious, and actually good. But he said NATO and Russia have profound and persistent disagreements and that Wednesday's meeting did not change that.
But we will keep channels of communication open. Especially when tensions are high, political dialogue is necessary to discuss our differences and to reduce the risk of military incidents.
Jens Stoltenberg. U.S. President Barack Obama will meet with leaders from France, Britain, Germany, and Italy next week. It's an informal meeting expected to cover such topics as Syria, Libya, and migration. The United Nations Refugee Agency says as many as 500 people, most of them migrants, may have died when an overcrowded boat capsized in the Mediterranean Sea. Edward Uranian reports.
Survivors told the UN Refugee Agency migrants were being transferred from a small boat to a larger vessel when the vessel capsized. Only a fraction of the migrants were able to swim back to the smaller boat. A merchant ship eventually rescued 41 survivors and dropped them off near the Cretan port of Kalamata. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Military spokesman Colonel Steve Warren told Pentagon reporters Russian and Iranian forces are gathering around the Syrian city of Aleppo. It says they appear to be getting ready to push to keep the government up for President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama and Saudi Arabia's King Salman agreed on the importance of an inclusive approach to de-escalating regional conflicts during a two-hour meeting in Riyadh Wednesday. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia have recently seen rising tensions over different approaches to Iran and the fight against terrorism. The meeting came a day before the United States and some Arab nations planned to attend a summit of the Gulf Cooperation Council. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are turning their attention to presidential primary elections taking place in five states next week. Both candidates were the big winners in Tuesday's New York primary. The key date coming up next, April 26th, Republican and Democratic primaries will be held in five states, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Elaine Kamark of the Brookings Institution says it's too early to declare a winner in either party.
In another week, when we've had the Pennsylvania primary, which is another big primary, if Trump and Clinton are doing as well as they did last night in New York, then I think you might see a shift. But it's a little bit early for that because they still have, each of them has strong and determined supporters. And each of them, neither of them has a clear lock on the nomination at this point.
Elaine Kamark. A picture of 19th century black abolitionist Harriet Tubman will replace that of Andrew Jackson on the American $20 bill. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew made the confirmation Wednesday. He did not indicate when the new bill would be in circulation. Israeli police announced Wednesday the arrests of six members of what they call a Jewish terror cell, allegedly responsible for attacking Palestinians. The suspects are settlers from the West Bank. Shin Bet security agents say they include two minors and an Israeli soldier. Their alleged crimes include throwing firebombs and tear gas canisters into Palestinian homes and attacking Palestinian drivers and a farmer. No serious injuries were reported from the crimes. A 6.1 magnitude aftershock rattled Ecuador's Pacific coast Wednesday, frightening residents who have just barely begun to recover from Saturday's powerful earthquake. The death toll from Saturday's quake rose to 525 Wednesday. Rescuers are losing hope of finding anyone else alive under tons of wreckage. Gunmen on motorbikes ambushed and killed seven police officers Wednesday in the southern Pakistani city of Karachi. The officers were guarding vaccinators during a polio immunization drive. Police officials told reporters the fatalities occurred in two separate attacks minutes apart, but that no polio workers were hurt. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.